Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 370, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 32, Sorcerer of the Sands.
It aired November 9th, the year 2000, written by John Fletcher and Jackie Marchand, directed by the Keat, or Keeter. Been a minute since the Keat's been here. Well, he was the last episode too, but like before that.
Literally 1 minute. It's been 1 minute. Yeah.
So, I realized a weird thing today. If you listen to one episode of The Morphin Grid a day, you have a whole year plus now.
Plus,
you got a year and change. If you listen to one episode of Pokemon World Tour a week, that's a year. You got your whole year planned out if you like our show.
That's crazy. And I noticed,
is plural,
when I uploaded Kingdom Smarts this afternoon, that is going to catch up and surpass.
Well, yeah, that's weekly.
Cool Kids Table soon.
Yes.
Just a lot of weird, man. I noticed a lot of other stuff on the feed that I don't know how to take.
such as?
Basically, the trend is the more involved in a podcast that I am, the less popular it is.
Well, there's probably a lot of reasons for that. It's, first of all, there's a lot of podcasts.
That's fair.
Second of all, what's our most popular? I never look at our numbers.
Kingdom Smarts.
Kingdom Smarts. I think that's because, number one, it's very specific, and it has a very good premise. And number two, someone, a very popular Kingdom Hearts fan artist, did fan art of our show.
That'll do it.
Over the course of a week, we doubled the amount of Twitter followers that we got. So I imagine that also translates to listeners.
Right.
And the reason, is this the lowest? This is the lowest.
And the only reason World Tour, I think, is above it is because United is in that feed.
Okay. That makes sense. The reason this is the lowest is because we're on episode 367 of Power Rangers. Or 368, sorry, of Power Rangers. it's just very niche. If it's any consideration, this is my favorite podcast to do. So
mine too. So
not to say I don't like my other ones, but this one we have down to a very fun science.
Yeah.
I can't talk about the Chao Garden for 20 minutes at the top of Kingdom Smarts.
No.
Shannon won't. I don't know if she knows anything about Chao Garden. Apparently David likes Sonic. We could have been talking about Chao Garden that whole episode.
Man.
Instead of a mermaid, we messed up. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And last time on air, my microphone died. Just kidding. I was pranked. The cable died.
Yeah, you're on that microphone now.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
I had to switch out the thing. I'm hoping the two episodes of World Tour we recorded don't sound bad because...
Hopefully. We checked and it looked fine.
Here's the thing. I knew I sounded wrong. I knew something was off that whole time. So yeah, I don't have to buy new mics. Got to buy new cables. Much easier fix. Anyway, we're going to watch Sorcerer of the Sands right now.
Rescue ready.
And we're back, and we just watched Sorcerer of the Sands, and there's a lot of sand.
Yep.
Hey, do you remember when they spent so much money making a mermaid episode?
Yeah.
This episode is them trying to recoup some losses.
This one and the last one.
Yeah. Last one was a clip show. This one is, I would say, a good 70% Sentai footage for the first time in a long time.
There's a lot of it, and it's still weirdly spliced in between.
There's a couple shots where they're like, we need you facing the other way in a cave, Dana. It's like, okay. Anyway, morphinggrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Podbaby, Podsans, Podsorcerer. That one, it's a little bit like Pod Lottery, but you get to plead your case to the Podsorcerer, and if he likes you, he'll give you something that you either ask for or close to what you ask for. If he doesn't, then it's rabbits.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's rabbits is so easy to license. Nobody wants it. It was the best one, too. Tannis is really stupid. Black Tapes ended very badly. They're like, we're coming back. And I don't know if they did or not. I don't think they have yet. But, like, I don't know.
Oh, they're coming back again? They said they were doing it again?
They said they're going to come back to do, like, a couple episodes to, like,
fix it,
clean it up. Because they just stopped. It just stopped. Everyone was like, that sucks. And Tannis is a really weird. I listened to, like, 6 episodes of Tannis in a row because I got behind. So I was like, this week, this is Tannis week, baby. So I listened to Tannis all
what
week.
What joy.
It was. Look, I enjoy the train wreck garbage podcasts that are the Pacific Northwest Stories, but I listened to 6 episodes of Tannis, maybe more, I don't remember, in a row. Like, one episode of Tannis ends, I start the next episode of Tannis. It seemed like I missed 3 episodes in between each one. Because I was like, okay, and like it ended, I was like, oh, dang, that's where they ended, okay, what's the next one? They're like, last time when I did this thing, I was like, when did you do that thing? When was that, Nick? Anyway, that's what Pod Sorcerer will do for you. If you want to leave us a rating review on any of those places, that'd be really great. It helps out a bunch. Also, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some neat stuff in return, including us talking about Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, or Tattoo Teen Jelly Flavors from Beverly Hills, or who knows what else. Maybe the 5 minutes we talked about video games and New Japan Pro Wrestling will end up on there for this one.
Oh, maybe.
Instead of going to the blooper reel, I just put it right up on Patreon.
It's not really a blooper. It's just the
outtakes, the cut stuff. I just label it as bloops a lot of the time.
Bloops.
It's the Frankencast. Because it's a Frankenstein of podcasts. And 4 years ago, I thought that was clever. And now I'm locked in.
And now that's just what
that's
it is.
Just
yeah,
what I think
we can't get
is.
Out. We can't change it now. We'll get so much hate mail.
Yeah. Also, I will forget, and I'll just name it Frankencast anyway, because that's just what they are now. We were told on Twitter that we got an email about, that they were sending us an email about all the controversy from behind the scenes of the crossover episode, the Lost Galaxy crossover, because apparently there was a bunch. And first, somebody asked us, like, they're like, oh, I hope you looked into that and, like, talk about it, and sorry that we didn't. We don't look into anything. We just watch the episode and make dumb jokes about it.
The thing is about that, in the 2 episodes we were watching, the only thing that even hinted that maybe something was wrong was that Drakina's face was covered the whole time.
But that was still her.
But that was still her.
Yeah.
Nothing happened that gave us a reason to look into it.
Yeah.
And we didn't know beforehand that there was anything bad happening.
We don't know anything about this show, just except what we watch.
Here's a
little tip. If anything cool happens coming up, we record a week ahead of time. So Monday's episode is recorded the Monday before. Friday's episode is recorded the Wednesday before. Not like 2 days before, but a week and 2 days before. So if you want to get emails in to be on time, that's when to do it. I'm not finding the email. Maybe it hasn't gotten. Maybe he didn't send it yet. I'm not sure.
Google's just hoarding it.
Google's just like, this is mine. I'm going to keep this for me.
Get this tasty gossip, this yum, yum trivia.
This hot goss. Apparently, everybody was mad that Heather got more screen time than them, like especially Amy Weber, and like Danny Slavin like walked off, I guess, and Danny Slavin was somebody else. I don't remember exactly what, because Brendan also said something about it on Twitter. Here's the thing. Heather's a better Power Ranger than Leo.
She's a better Power Ranger than Leo. She's in 2 episodes. You guys had a whole fucking season,
and
so
you
maybe
did nothing.
Maybe just calm down.
Yeah, no. You had a whole season, and you still are garbage. And in 2 episodes, she was better than most of you. So like,
yeah.
I don't want to hear it. Everybody else, I get Amy Weber being Amy Roll now being mad. I get her because like, she was Drakina. She ruled.
Right.
Like,
they wouldn't even let her show her mouth.
Yeah, that sucks. Like, I get that. Like, Heather having a lot of screen time can like rub you the wrong way, but like. She's my favorite part of the 2 episodes, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to side with Heather.
Heather, we got your back.
Yeah.
Your Morphin Grid approved. We've got that stamp of approval.
This is a pro-Heather podcast. We did get an email from Tanner, who says, hey, Jake and Josh, I've been meaning to send you an email for a bit now, and I'm finally getting around to it. First off, I want to say that I have a theory about what happened with the bad time travel a few episodes ago. The this might be a little.
It wasn't bad time travel. There just wasn't enough.
Yeah, it was one. It was a time travel. One time traveled, but it does involve Dino Charge spoilers. Okay, so we'll get back to that in 4 years or so, probably closer to six. Benny will be able to tell us. I think
it's gonna be like eight.
I don't want to like jinx us, but I'm pretty sure Benny's gonna be on next week. I think it was. I think he wanted to do episode 34, so it's
okay.
Next Friday's episode, so we'll find out the exact timeline of when you can email us. Then,
I mean, we won't remember Dino Charge spoilers if you tell us now when we get to it.
I don't remember anything that happened in Mighty Morphin that I didn't already imprint on my brain when I was five. Yeah. So that's not true. I remember a lot of weird stuff. Like Kim has a brother. Kim says she has a brother in one episode, and I'm the only person who knows that. I guess.
Pitch but that comic.
Look,
be the Mauve Ranger.
They're going buck wild now. There's so many colors. You can do anything. but the main purpose of this message is that the fact that my friend Ryan Mitchell, who is named Ryan Mitchell, told me to tell you that he's the same name as the Titanium Ranger, Ryan Mitchell. It's kind of crazy awesome if you think about it. Have you guys ever met someone with the same name as a Power Ranger? May the power protect you from Joel Tanner.
I don't know if this technically sounds... I don't know if this technically counts as having met them, and it's also a ring name and not a real name, but Zach Taylor is a professional wrestler at Inspire Pro Wrestling.
BT dubs, Zach Taylor rules.
He started out very strangely.
Well, he started out as like an indie wrestler, right?
Yeah, he was a guy in a red shirt and jeans.
As part of this like tag team called the Orphans, who were like, it was bad.
They were adopted by a British man, and then they quietly went away, and he came back awesome.
And what happened, because he trains at, there's a wrestling school here in Austin called AAPW, I think. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I think it's All American Pro Wrestling.
So ACH also trained there. ACH, one of the best wrestlers in the world, trained there, current Inspire Pro champion also. And then ACH took three wrestlers under his, like, under his wings. It was him, it was Zach Taylor, Cody Lane, and Ethan Price. Not Ethan Price. Yeah, Ethan Price. And they went from, like, Cody Lane was, like, pretty okay before he joined ACH's team. Ethan Price was a trained wrestler and nothing else. and Zach Taylor was, like, the best part of a bad tag team. Like, their team just wasn't good. Like, they were new. And then they just, like, they all kind of went away. And ACH is like, I'm going to teach you how to be like better pro wrestlers. And they came back and now they're all great. So keep an eye out for those boys. That's also my only one.
Yeah, I can't think of another one.
Actually, I was told today that I don't know. So the episode, the anniversary episode aired yesterday. I haven't been able to watch it yet. Hopefully within a week or so, I want to check it out. But apparently, I think it's in the comics coming up in Go-Go Power Rangers or Mighty... Not Go-Go, Mighty Morphin, because it's getting weird now that Shattered Grid is over. Like, they're doing a lot of weird stuff. So I'm pretty excited about that. Apparently, Tommy and Kat have a kid named Jake, who goes by JJ.
Okay.
Who joins SPD at some point.
Okay.
So I'm going to get this comic, because it me...
It's you.
It me.
Because, look, Ranger Danger is friends of... ours, like podcast friends of ours.
We're friendly.
They have connections to Kyle Higgins, who writes the Power Rangers comic, who wrote a character that's you.
Yeah, it's cool that he didn't listen to this show when I was talking about just back about the Power Rangers comic. We heard from David after, because we talked to him for a while after we recorded the episode he was on. He sold the rest of the comic on, like, I'm gonna go get it when it's all collected. Because he's like, yeah, right after where you stopped reading, it gets great. And I was like, oh, dang.
Ain't that always the way?
Yeah. But then also, they put me in the comic. So, like, that's pretty exciting. Anyway, that's all I got. I don't think we got any new reviews. I didn't check.
I didn't look, but I doubt it.
Nah, yeah.
It doesn't feel like we do.
Yeah. Sometimes you can feel it in the air. So you want to jump in now that we're 23? Jesus. Moses. What?
Yeah.
What happened?
Let's do it.
We start off with Joel and Kelsey racing. They are at the Rover. Dana's got a stopwatch. She's like, go. They start running. They run into a firehouse or something. And
it's just that old warehouse that Captain Mustache was like, I believe you're good enough to be a Power Ranger, Carter, because I taught you the strange lesson.
Okay. And so they start climbing up these ropes, and this is bull honky. Joel gets to the top first.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. That's a lie.
That's fake. What happened there was fake and wrong, and that's how you know Power Rangers isn't real, because if you, number one, Kelsey is a climber. Like, we are introduced to her climbing, and number two, have you seen those shoulders? Those are built for climbing. Those are climbing machines. Joel is built to sit in an airplane and do flips.
And yell yeehaw.
And sexually harass his coworkers.
Well, thankfully, he drops his carabiner when he tries to clip to the zip line.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, no. And Chad's like, grab it. Just get it. And he's like, I can't. It's right here. And he's like, just jump down then. Kelsey rappels down, runs back to the rover, hits it. She's like, all right, Dana, what was my time?
First, like, she does laugh at Joel before she goes down the zip line.
She does take time to gloat.
Because he's a dummy.
As you should. And so she's like, what was my time? And Dana's like, nothing. She doesn't say anything. She's like, Dana, what was my time? And then Joel gets there, and Dana's like, I wasn't paying attention. I was just thinking about Ryan.
Yeah, I didn't stop the watch.
Dana, you started the watch. You know you were doing something.
It was like under a minute.
It was like 40 seconds, maybe.
Just have to report back to Dr. Fairweather and look at the tape, I guess.
I guess, because they just keep it now in case they lose their memories. Also, autocorrect, I don't know. I was trying to write Ryan, and it just autocorrected to Tuna. So sorry about calling Ryan Tuna for the rest of this series. Speaking of Tuna, we got to him in the desert, bad place for a tuna. And he's walking in the sand, and he, like, passes out. And there's an old man. He's not very old. He's, like, older. He looks like Doug Jones. If you squished Doug Jones down, you would know who he was if you saw him.
I imagine I would.
He was probably Slenderman. If I'm being completely honest, he probably played Slenderman.
Okay.
He played. He does a bunch of. He's like a professional mime, but like a classically trained mime and like body artist. Like, he does, like, a lot of, like, physical acting. So, like, he did in Pan's Labyrinth, he was all the spooky monsters because he can get a lot of emotion across. He would be a wonderful Power Rangers villain, and I'm just putting that out into the universe.
Okay.
Yeah, you've probably seen him in something.
He's in Hellboy.
Yeah, he's Abe Sapien in Hellboy. He doesn't do the voice in the first one, but he does the voice and the body in the second one.
He is not credited for Slender Man, but...
Is he in a Marvel Hornets movie?
He is... Father Damien in the 2018 film Hell's Kitty.
Oh, Lord.
So,
have you seen, what was that movie? Legion?
I have not seen Legion. I heard bad things about it, so I just never watched it.
It was bad. It was a bad movie, but I loved it. He played an ice cream man who got really long. It's weird.
He does a lot.
He does everything. He's in so
much. Oh, he's
the
bye-bye man.
Oh, he's the bye-bye man. Okay.
What a weird thing. We're running out of horror stuff.
Well, I mean, like, we peaked at the Babadook.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't get a better spooky name than the Babadook.
No.
Anyway, so this looks like Doug Jones' little brother, Clint Jones, and he's like, oh, what are you doing out here? And then we cut away to the Skull Cavern, and Bansheera is scolding Olympias. She's like, you failed me for the last time. If you do it again, I swear to God, me and this big metapod that I'm glued to are going
to
be
moon,
so mad.
To the moon, Olympias.
Yeah. She can't do anything. She doesn't have power, and she's stuck to a big... like.
All she has the ability to do is slide in and out of shadows.
Yeah. Sometimes it looks like she's swinging, which is a little scary, but that's it. Like, she can't... She doesn't have hands. What are you going to do?
Maybe she has, like, a Sindel screaming power.
Maybe.
She can just pop your head by yelling too loud.
That's, if she, anything, it's got to be that, because she's a banshee.
Yeah.
Bruh. So, so he, like, walks away, or she floats away, and he's like, Jinxer! Jinxer comes in, he's like, give me the key to the Shadow Realm. It's called the Shadow World. I only wrote a Shadow Realm in my notes, because that's what it's called in Yu-Gi-Oh! I didn't remember it was called Shadow World until they said it 90 times later in the episode.
I just blacked out. I have no idea what you just said.
Shadow Realm?
Shadow Realm. Shadow Run.
Yeah. No.
From Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, when all the corporations take over Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah. Big Yu-Gi.
Be Big Kaiba.
Oh, of course.
Obviously, idiot. or whatever Pegasus's company was called. I think it was just Dual Monsters, Inc. Anyway, not the point. So he's like, give me the key to the Shadow Realm. And he's like, I don't want to because it's bad there. And he's like, Jinx, I swear to God. And she's like, okay, here you go. But, like, don't. Like, it's bad.
Why, of every demon that has spawned from hell, why is Jinxer the keeper of the key to the shadow world? Jinxer sucks.
He's just like a butler. I don't know why he has it, unless it's some sort of like, it's not like no one's coming after it because they know that it's a bad place to go. You know?
I guess.
Like, don't go there.
Just give it to Jinxer because he's too scared to open the door.
Maybe that's it. He's too much of a wiener to use it.
That might be it.
But he gives it to Olympias, and then he walks away, and then we see Diabolico, like, watching and
he
laughing.
He sneaks out from behind a column like that big, thick neck can hide.
Right.
And he's like
if he can't, like, poke his head around. He has to, like, move his entire body.
Yeah, it's Michael Keaton Batman all over
literally,
again.
Literally, yeah. And he's like, ar. And then we cut to the theme song. And when we come back, we're in the desert. We're in, like, a tent in the desert. And Ryan's, like, unconscious. And the weird guy, Clint Jones, is just, like, putting his fingers on Ryan's mouth.
I feel like he was trying to, like, give him something to eat.
Like, push some water in there.
Put a little fruit in there.
It's just like,
slice of cactus.
It was just like, let me put my two fingers in your
just
mouth.
Like, I just want to touch your mouth while you sleep.
This is so weird. Clint, stop it.
Ryan wakes up and Clint runs away.
Oh, Jesus. He backs up. Also, Clint's got a bird. He's got a crow or a raven. It's a corvid of some type. And this is going to be important later, I promise. He's like, why are you out here? You need my help with, you want to get some gold, maybe jewels? And he's like, no, I don't want a fortune. I want to find the Sorcerer of the Sands because I know he's the only one who can read this. And he's like, oh, well, that's okay. Hold on. Like, instead, how about some tea? You seem very thirsty. And he's like, okay, yes, I would like some tea. So he takes a sip of tea. And
he's being super shady about it, though. He's like, oh, you want to see the Sorcerer of the Sands for gold, and here's some tea. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And it's definitely a roofie because he passes out.
He's going to kill him.
He's going to, Ryan, you're going to wake up in a bathtub full of ice without your kidneys.
Ryan, man, make better choices.
Like, I know you lived with demons for, I guess, 13 years, but, like, come on, dude. Don't be so trusting. Also, at one point, you and I came to, like, the same realization where this man is not the Sorcerer of the Sands. The bird's the Sorcerer of the Sands.
No, because he gives Ryan the tea, and Ryan drinks it, and the cup drops, and it cuts to a reaction shot from the crow.
Yeah.
And it's like,
And we're like, that bird's going to be the Sorcerer.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. And then he picks up the book from Ryan, and it's just got a bunch of garbage symbols in it. He starts showing it to the bird, and we're like, oh, so the bird is definitely the Sorcerer of the Sands, like 100%. So we cut from there to the Shadow Realm. There's, like, gates, and there's, like, columns and smoke and fog and all that. And he's like, hi, I'm the gatekeeper. You the key master? And Olympias is like, yeah, I got the keys. He's like, okay, cool. I'll let you right in. There is absolutely no hesitation.
No.
There's no, like, pushback. Like, are you sure you don't want to go? He's like, it's like literally if you go to the bank and try to open your safety deposit box, like, do you have your key? Okay, you can come in.
Yeah, the gatekeeper's job is to ask you if you want to go in and then let you if you say yes.
I don't even know if he needs the key because the gatekeeper presumably has one.
I feel like the key is only, like, to open it from this side. So, like, because you can't, like, summon the door without the key.
Okay.
Because we'll see that later, too.
Yeah. All right, yeah, that's probably it then. So they walk into the Shadow Realm, and Vypra and Diabolico are, like, hiding behind some steps or something. And she's like, now we can go get them. And he's like, no, hold on. We go, just like, I'm the smart one. Just trust me on this.
Yeah, Vypra's an idiot. Does the gatekeeper explain what the Shadow World is yet, or is that later?
I think it's when they get there.
Okay. Because she's like, we'll go there and kill him. And it's like,
Vypra.
You should know the rules of the Shadow World.
Yeah. I mean,
you
maybe,
can't do that.
Maybe she doesn't.
Maybe.
Because, like, Olympias doesn't, but he's a baby. Like, he just got grown up.
Right. He got, like, star power. Now he's big and strong.
So, like, he's still working on object permanence and, like, solid food, you know? So, in the Shadow Realm, it's blank. there's like nothing here. It's this is all Sentai footage, by the way. At one point, it kind of looks like it could be American footage with the filter, and I feel like this is the first time.
I think some of the close-ups might be just because they're not quite as grainy.
That might be. But even when like the long shots, when I was like, I'm pretty sure this is Sentai footage, but it might be that one.
Two or three seasons away.
I know Time Force. You can still tell sometimes, but it's trickier there. And then I think by Wild Force, it might be like everyone caught
up. Yeah, once Sentai is in HD,
yeah, it's all over.
It's all over for us.
The game is the. Well, I mean, we'll still do the show, but like we're gonna go.
We won't be able to tell you what's what.
Yeah, unless like really cool stuff happens, it looked like it costs money. That's how we'll know.
I think that happens at one point here, and maybe it's a little later. Olympias like strikes the ground and it cracks open, and that's obviously like, Sentai footage.
They didn't do that on Power Rangers. Papa Saban didn't open up the purse strings for that. So he says, "This is where dead monsters go." And then Olympias is like, "Cool, go get the Power Rangers." He's like, "You got it." And he leaves. And Olympias just like hanging out in this desolate nothing world for a minute. And we just cut to the city, and the gatekeeper shows up and is like, "How do I get their attention?" "Oh yeah," and shoots a building down.
At this point, the gatekeeper says, "Rangers." And I was like, "That's David Fielding."
Did you just look it up?
I looked it up. It's not David Fielding, but man, he can make money as an impersonator. It is Michael Sorek.
Okay. That's a good name. That's a kind of a demon-y name. Sorek?
Yeah. He's also done voices on Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Of course.
Masked Rider.
Sure. Digimon?
I don't see Digimon on here. That's After weird. That, it's just... and VR Troopers. He did all the, like...
He did the rounds.
Saban shows.
It's weird that he didn't do Digimon, because I know, like, Saban has like his voice actors that he likes. And...
Oh, he's the voice of Hard to Choke.
Oh, boo!
he's also Pumpkin Rapper.
You're back. All is forgiven.
He does a lot actually in Mighty Morphin. Most notably, Squat.
That's weird.
It's very weird.
That's very different than this. Maybe he is David Fielding.
But now that I know that was the same guy, I can hear the similarity from Squat and Pumpkin Rapper.
Yeah. yep. No, that's there. Maybe he is like, I'm going to do David Fielding.
Yeah, I'll just be Zordon, but bad.
I'm just going to do bad Zordon. Joke's on you. Zordon was also
I
bad
thought
Zordon.
It was just, I thought it was David Fielding just doing Zordon, and they did not put the filter on it.
Yeah. It's just like it didn't sound wet like Zordon does. Yeah. And that was it. So he starts blowing up buildings. The Rangers show up to stop him. They get beaten up and taken to the Shadow Realm. I don't know what happened in the fight. It was not long. They didn't do very well. They just immediately are taken to the Shadow Realm.
They had their V-Lancers and they shot him, and he just disappeared. And they were like, "What?" And then they got taken.
Okay, yeah. So he's powerful. He's a pretty powerful dude, I would say. And now they're in the Shadow Realm. Bummer. Olympias is there. He's like, "Hey, you're stuck, nerds," and then summons up a bunch of old demons, allegedly. I don't remember any of them.
I feel like I remember the T-Rex with the battle armor on. I know we talked about him.
That seems familiar. I know the flower one was from a couple episodes ago, but it wasn't the same guy, so I don't know.
And one of the big three, because there's three that are like more important to the story than the rest of them.
Yeah.
In a little bit. One of them might have been the fire starter from like the first episode.
Well, the one in the first episode was a repainted Psycho Red.
Oh, you're right. It wasn't him then.
There's a fire monster in like the second or third episode, yeah, though.
Might have been one of those, yeah, too.
So they're back and they're kind of mindless. They're like zombie versions because they're dead. The Rangers pull out their V-Lancers and do the Spectrum Blast. I was like, wouldn't it be funny if it just killed them all? And then it did. And I was like, oh, dip. But then because they're already in Monster Hell, they just come right back.
Yeah, this place, the Shadow World, this is where defeated monsters go to be dead.
Yeah.
This is where the spirits lay rest. So killing them here again just brings them back here.
Yeah, that's a really cool idea.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like an entire show you could do about that. Right?
I think so. At least a good story arc. A good five-episode story arc.
Just like, you're trapped in demon hell. And if you die, you just come right back because, like, your soul's already here.
Right.
But also, you can't get rid of any of the demons because they'll just come right back.
No, you can slow them down. You can blow them to chunks for a minute, but they'll just pop back in.
They rained chunks down.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of gross, but a little awesome.
And then the noise they make when they hit the ground is just like...
It's like just wet enough.
I'm sorry for that noise I just made directly into your ears, everybody.
So they just come right back. We cut to Ryan, who wakes up again, and he grabs the book off of like a coffee table. That's in his tent.
It's on like a platter.
And he's like, hey, I'm going to go. He's like, do you want any more tea? He's like, no, I don't want you to roofie me and put your fingers in my mouth again. Clint, stop it. And he's like, I just got to go kill. I got to find out who can read this so I can kill Bansheera. And then this guy freaks out and hides behind the bird's perch. And then we hear, sup, guy?
Hey, stop freaking out my butler or whatever.
My manservant. And he's like, Ryan says, who is this? Which is a weird way to say that, I think. And he's like, you should know. And then we cut to the bird, who animorphs into a cross between Gandalf and Ognim from Legend of Zelda. And also the king from the CDI games, the Zelda CDI games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you fusioned them together, that's what you would get. He's like, I'm the Sorcerer of the Sands, and I like being a bird, I guess.
I just like to hide as a crow in the desert where no one will notice.
Yeah, there's no crows here but you. You should be a snake. What lives in deserts? Foxes?
Definitely snakes.
Moldugas in Zelda.
Vultures. If you're gonna be a bird, be a bird.
A bird.
If you're gonna be a bird,
was that on purpose?
That was on purpose. Okay. If you're gonna be a bird, be a vulture.
Be a vulture. Vultrova.
And I guess also like cattle, because that's always what the cartoon show vultures eating is like
dead cow,
longhorn bones.
Yeah. All right, pour one out for UT, Hook'em Trucks. I don't know what their season's like. I don't know if they're even playing right now. I don't think they are because I feel like we'd hear about it.
It'd be so hot to play football, I think.
Oh, God, that'd be a nightmare. Maybe it's starting soon? I don't know.
I feel like football goes through the fall and winter months. I think that's the football season.
Yeah, that's because school starts in September.
Yeah.
And I guess
it's weird for them to have it while they're on summer break.
You're going to come back in to play football in like the 100,000 degree heat. In those big, big pads. I would not want anyone to do that. So he's like, any enemy of Bansheera is a friend of mine. He's like, oh, this book is really cool, and I love it. It's great. I can't read it without a key, though. I need an actual physical key that has, like,
did we say when teeth? He knocked Ryan out, he grabbed the book and was showing the bird the hieroglyphs?
Yeah. And that's when we were like, oh, it's definitely him then. Like, the bird's definitely the sorcerer.
Yeah, because he's like, I want to see the book again. So this time I can tell you I can't read it. I need a key to read a book.
What?
That is unlocked. It's not like a secret diary.
Yeah, there's like, and like the key is like
the key is the key
to the book,
to reading the book.
It's got like a regular like key shaft and teeth, and then like the top is like a demon head and has like two little circles. Like maybe you hold them up to your eyes and you see through it and it can read it. Magic?
I don't know. This guy's magic is stupid.
This guy is a little stupid. We'll see later. So we cut back to the Rangers who are getting their butts kicked. They're like surrounded by all the monsters. And Chad's like, hey, he seems to be controlling them with his staff. The gatekeeper has like this big staff. And that's what he seems to be controlling them with. Let's destroy that and see what happens. And so they pull their thermal blasters and they put him in a boost mode. And they shoot it and it blows up. And then all of the monsters stop what they're doing, turn towards him and Olympias, and start like...
You know like that scene in the zombie movie where it's been really quiet and someone kicks a can and all the zombies turn around?
That.
It's that.
It's pretty good. And so they all go towards them, and Olympias is like, hey, what's up? What's going on? And he's like, well, the staff, I can't control them. They're just going to kill everybody here because they hate everyone alive.
They were sleeping, Olympias. This is your fault.
Yeah.
You could have just trapped the Power Rangers here.
And left
them.
But now we're stuck here, too. But it's okay. There's the door. Quickly. And they run to the door. And they go to open it. But they get zapped by lightning. And then Diabolico takes their key.
It does cut to the other side of the door for 1 second where Vipra says a stupid plan. And Diabolico is like, no, I've thought about this.
Come on. Presumably, Diabolico's in here. And this is where he got pulled out from, right? He was in the casket.
I would imagine, because he was defeated.
So he probably hates it here.
Yeah. Like,
but he takes the key and then appears big in the sky. And he's like, now you're stuck here, Olympias. Wow. And I think this is obviously Sentai footage, but like, I think in the show, in GoGo 5, he's just like, I'm the king of hell now because I died and I'm just taking a key and now you're trapped here. And I'm kind of interested to see what's up. I know Sky's been watching it. I don't know if you've gotten to this episode in, you know, the counterpart Sky, but let us know. GoGo 5 sounds bonkers.
It does sound pretty nuts.
There's a cave that the Rangers see. Dan's like, we should regroup in that cave. So they go to the cave. It's actually a big labyrinth kind of cave situation.
Yeah, it's a cave in hell.
Yeah. It literally looks like...
If it's not
like
a mouth, it's a maze. Like,
yeah. That'd be bad. But it looked like there's like some shrubs like over it. It looks like it's going to be like 4 feet deep. It's like, well, that's a bad place to recoup. But like, it's fine. It's huge. So go in there. There's like a fork, and they're like, okay, which way do we go? And then
there's one fork, and they're like, oh, God, it's a labyrinth in here.
We're trapped forever. But then they are trapped because the monsters are making their way down. And Carter's like, it's okay, I'll shoot him. But he doesn't. He shoots the cave, and there's a cave in. He's like, that'll slow him down. And then
they cave it in. That'll slow down the monsters. Sure, it will. But instead of like investigating a path, they just hang out.
I guess, like, and deliberate. Like, I think we should go this way. Why? No, literally no reason.
We have to pick one. That's why.
That's why. So then we cut back to the Sorcerer of the Sands, and there's like a bunch of jewels that he got at like this Museum of Science gift shop.
They came in like a $5 bag at Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. He's like, I'm reading the stones. And then Ryan's like, what are you doing? And he sits down, and he's like, whoa. Your friends are in trouble.
The stones are like moving around in the bowl. They're like magnetized or something from underneath, probably. Sure. But then they snap into like a triangle.
That's pretty neat.
I thought they were pointing like the key is this way.
Okay, go that way.
But instead, he's just like, that means your friends are in trouble. Here, look at my magic mirror and watch the Super Sentai show.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I would love to tell you that your friends are in trouble, but GoGo 5's on right now. So I'm going to watch that on my mirror. So he opens, he like shows him in the mirror, and he's like, it's okay, we can help them. And he goes over to a box, and he opens it, and he lets Navi out. And Navi flies in. He's got one light of Orion. And it flies into the mirror, and then it goes in. It's in the Sentai footage. Like, it's in there. And then the Ranger's like, what was that? All right, we got to go, because like they're starting to bang down the cave in. And then he's like, no, this way. It was Ryan. It wasn't. It was the Sorcerer. She didn't hear Ryan.
But she's like, I know it's Ryan. It has to be.
It's got to be, because I thought about him earlier. So they're like, okay, we don't have any reason to go this way, but if you're sure about this one, we'll go. So then they go like two steps in, and there's the big light. It's the Sorcerer going, Rangers, right over here is the way out. Follow me. And she's like, it's Ryan. We got to trust it. But this is when there's like, it's Sentai footage when they're looking at the light, and then it'll be like one shot of Dana and Carter, like from the reverse angle. It's like, okay, you didn't have that?
I guess not. All of the Sentai footage in the cave is from the back.
It's just wide shots from the back. So they follow it, and there's a puddle. There's like a green puddle, and they're like, this is the way out. And Dana's like, Ryan wouldn't lie to me.
Yeah, Navi's like, this way, and then just disappears. Dana's like, that had to be Ryan. Did you see it? It looked just like him.
We gotta go. So they jumped into the puddle.
Also, it's green, and like, I know there's a Green Ranger this season.
But green's usually evil.
Green is usually bad.
Yeah. It's fine.
I mean, it is. It's the way out.
They get out, but then also, three demons get out. Rats.
Oh,
they land, and the demons land, but they're already big. So they do Zords. It's a pretty good Zord fight, to be fair.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this whole thing because it wasn't super long, wasn't like embarrassingly short. A lot of stuff happened. The first thing that happens is they called the Omega Megan's the rescue rail, but I think it's the Omega Megan Zord because it looked like the regular. It wasn't the super train and it wasn't the regular rescue Zord, so I'm assuming.
Oh, they said rescue rails.
Who knows? But that just
they
means,
have so many Megazords. Just like pick
a
one.
Lot. Apparently, in Super Sentai Brothers, they're in O-Ranger right now, and apparently O-Ranger did not do well in Japan, but the toys were selling like gangbusters, which is why there's 9 million robots in, there's like so many toys, like things to sell, because like that was selling great, but nobody was watching the show.
Yeah, I think I've seen them tweeting with Alan that O-Ranger is like, not great, but when it's good, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's the problem is like 8 episodes in, there was like I don't know if it was like a terrorist attack or just like something bad happened in Japan. And like up until then, it was like raw as hell. And they were like, hey, you're gonna be a goofy show from now on because people need something lighter. So then they did that, and apparently it's like between every amazing episode is 6 fine to bad episodes, and then it's like another great tentpole episode,
yeah,
or two, but yeah, because Alan just started watching, I think he said the other day, but yeah, so they have a bunch of Zords anyway. Their first one, they show up, they're like, all right, there's 3 of them, we can do this, and 2 of them immediately grab the Megazord's arms while the 3rd one just stabs it through the middle.
Yeah, and then Carter's like, okay, now we're ready.
So they do full power. And they murder the other 2.
We were just waiting for you to stab us so we could just eat that energy and shoot you with this Gatling gun arm that we have.
So they blow up the other 2 and they're like, yeah, we did it. And then they turn around and there's the new one who's like, I'm going to get you. And then he's like, Carl's like, oh no, rescue Megazord.
Call another Megazord in.
Okay.
Just shoot it again. Maybe you're out of energy. I don't know. I don't know how all these Megazords work.
Well, they're the first man-made Power Rangers.
Crazy
ones, right?
It's crazy that they have so many Megazords that Dr. Fairweather made for them.
She just put them together. Like, she's the best.
Way back in season 1, they had Megazord. He had an upgrade with Dragon Zord.
He had a friend come in.
But, like, it wasn't a completely new set. It was just, like, another Ranger had a Zord that could combine with yours in a different way. They're just throwing out Megazords all willy-nilly now.
I don't think they had 2 Megazords in a season until season 3.
They had Ninja.
Because there's Ninja and Shogun.
And Shogun, yeah.
But in season 2, it was just the Thunder Zord, the Thunder Megazord.
Yeah, yeah, when they got a new Megazord, a new season started.
Yeah, and then in O-Ranger had 1 million. And I think after that, they were like, people love buying the toys. Because then like there was like a couple in Turbo, a couple in Space was kind of weird. Lost Galaxy only had the 1.
I don't know. Terra Venture was a Megazord. I don't remember.
And then they had like the Lost Galactic Buddies, which sucked. But now they're just like, yeah, make more. And in universe, it's not like a magic alien in a jar did it. They're like, this woman made them.
Yeah,
like it was her. It was Angela. She made all of your Megazords herself. And then we're not gonna call her Doctor. Because we're dickheads.
Even though she literally does medical doctor stuff.
In addition to making every single Power Ranger thing, she is also a medical doctor.
She's a medical doctor. She's got a doctorate in engineering, at least.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, and I don't remember any names because, it's been a while. So I'm not going to put anyone on blast in particular. But there have been, I would say, several people over the course of this show that we say their names wrong. Commander was always Commander. We stopped calling Rocky like 3
right
weeks in. Like, he was your boy, yeah. Tiki for like the year and a half that we talked about him. No one has ever tried to like unjustify until we were like Dr. Fairweather. And they're like, well, maybe she just has a master's because in engineering, you know? And I'm like, why now?
I feel weird. Like there's one specific piece to this puzzle.
Also, in this same season, we exclusively refer to Captain Mitchell as Captain Mustache. No one said anything about that. But you were all up on us about Dr. Fairweather. I just want everyone to like to take a step back and look at the reason for that.
She has 100 doctorates.
She's the smartest woman alive.
The smartest person on
like,
the
just
planet.
Ever. I want her and Billy just to, like, hang out and build the Omega Zord.
Billy married a fish on another planet.
God damn it. I forgot Billy married a fish. Anyway, so they kill this other guy. He gets the regular rescue Zord. They do the Max Solar thing. He goes to blast him with, like, stink breath, and he absorbs that, like, light and blasts it back. Megazord fight. It was pretty good, though.
It was.
It was a pretty good overall Megazord fight. We cut back. What does this say, Jake? Meanwhile, Olympias gets his berry whipped.
What? He's just making up a nice breakfast.
No, berry is in like, like put in the ground.
Oh.
It's supposed to be butt? Is
it's
he
probably
getting,
supposed to be butt. He gets his butt whooped.
He's getting beat up by monsters, right?
Yeah.
Is that happening? Okay. And then we cut back to Diabolico and Viper and Lokai laughing about it. And they're
Diabolico
like,
literally is like, I locked Olympias in the shadow world.
And Bansheera's like, hey, did you put my baby in timeout? And he's like, yes, but like, it's
I do like that he was like, oh, yeah, I did that.
I did. And he starts to be like, but like, it's for, and she's like, I don't care. I hate that idiot.
She laughs for 10 minutes. She's tickled pink about it.
She loves it. She's like, it's okay. I fucking hate that kid.
He sucked. I messed up when I birthed Olympias.
I should have thrown him in the baby pile.
Should have put him in the furnace like you wanted to.
Like you wanted, if I only would have listened to you. I hate him. Aha. And they're like, okay. And she's like, yeah, but don't you dare mess up again or I will kill you, I swear to God.
Yeah, your fate will be worse than my son's.
I will swing into you and it'll be weird.
Here's what sucks for Diabolico, though. That star power is also in the shadow world.
So he doesn't have that cool, good star power.
Yeah.
So I think it's Olympias might get out. I don't know.
Or they wrote him off. I saw the title for the next episode, so yeah. I don't think that happened.
So,
but
yeah, so... So, I mean, grain of salt. Viper is like, she cares more about her palace than her own son. And then Diabolico's like, oh, no. And Viper's right. Like, Viper and Lokai are both like, maybe she doesn't have our best interests in mind.
Maybe Bansheera is a bad person,
maybe
actually.
This demon woman who wants to destroy the world doesn't even care about us.
She just wants a big house all to herself. A city-sized house for her.
Hey, weird, Vipra. I guess don't piss her off.
That would be pretty sweet, right? You could just drive your stupid power wheel Viprari down the hallway of your giant castle.
Oh, yeah. I gotta go to the bathroom. Hop in your car and just floor it. So then we cut back... Oh, no, then, before we cut anywhere, the skull cavern starts collapsing. Rocks are falling in, beaning all the demons. And the only one I feel bad for is Viper, because she's a lady with a hat on.
Right.
Whereas they are in, like, full rubber suits. And these rubber rocks probably don't hurt too much, but they're just bouncing off their big chest pieces. And she's just like, stop it, please, ouch, stop it.
Please, just one take. Please, don't make me say anything. We only need one take.
And we cut over to the Sorcerer of the Sands reading from the book that he just figured out without the key.
Okay, he is holding the book open. I don't think he's reading it.
Because
he's
right.
Holding his hand over it and he's going, Babadook, 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 Babadook,
Babadook. Not yet. He says an actual spell first. He's like, something go, it rhymes, it's dumb and bad.
It's a stupid bad rhyme.
I didn't think about it. But he's like wax on, wax offing the book. And then Diabolico goes, there, someone's reading the ancient spell, and he runs over to a little pillar and is like, I will do a counter spell. And he starts saying a counter spell.
He's doing like hand stuff with his?
He's doing Naruto hand
gestures.
He's
actually saying something. The sorcerer is just mumbling the same word over and over.
As soon as he finishes saying this like little spell, like the sorcerer, he literally starts making Pac-Man noises.
Yeah.
And like, he can feel Diabolico doing counter spells, so he's like, waka 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 waka. Like, you're trying to waka waka faster?
But then,
this is wild.
The book blows up in his hands.
Yep.
Demon magic comes out of it, and the sorcerer turns to sand and falls in a pile.
Yep. And the book is scorched.
Yeah.
It's like destroyed. And then Diabolico shows up in the mirror, is like, gotcha, Ryan. Eat it. And Ryan's like, God dang it. And he grabs a fistful of sand and like throws it, which was a man
that was a man.
Second ago. You just threw the sorcerer's chin.
To only his like friend was like, oh no, my master.
Yeah.
That's the only, like, he's just gone.
Yeah.
Only one person cares for 1 minute, then we cut to Ryan throwing him into the wind.
I'm hoping the next episode starts with Ryan being like, I'm real sorry about your master being turned into sand. I guess you're the new sorcerer of the sand, Clint. Don't put your fingers in people's mouths anymore.
This is what happens when you put your fingers in my mouth while I'm sleeping, Clint.
Clint. And that's the end of the episode. Josh, you started. I get to pick the first best.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I think it's the whole Shadow Realm.
The Shadow World's, I like it a lot. I think it's a really awesome idea.
Especially, it's not a twist, because, obviously, when you kill them, where are they going to go? Here. But, when he's like, ha, idiots, you can kill them all you want. You just send them here again. I thought that was really cool. I like the look of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that whole thing. And then Diabolico at the end, being like, now you're trapped here, sucker.
And it's opened with a magic key that summons a magic door, and that always rules.
Yeah.
Always a good idea. So, I'll agree with that.
The worst is Clint putting his fingers in Ryan's mouth.
That's pretty... I'm going to worst the Sorcerer of the Sand, just him. My second favorite part of the episode is when he turns into sand.
I was not expecting that.
It was so quick. And Ryan didn't even care. He was just mad that he couldn't read the book now.
Ryan was raised by demons. Maybe his empathy's all thrown off. And then the MVP is Dr. Fairweather for making all the Megazords. I don't know who else I would give it to.
For this episode, I kind of want to give it to Diabolico.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, I will agree with that. Diabolico did real good this episode.
Yeah.
Between trapping Olympias and be like, Vipra, your plan sucks. I know you're trying and I appreciate that, but it's stupid. You're going to get us killed in there.
The plan doesn't work if we go in there.
That will not work. So now we got to rank it.
I'm looking at it.
Okay.
How do we feel about this compared to Ocean Blue? Because that's the first one my eye fell on.
I like it better than Ocean Blue.
All right. So we're going into the top 10.
I don't think I like it more than Olympias Ascends. I think I might go right under Ocean Blue.
So it's now that's the new number 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because Olympias Ascends was important. This one was just kind of fun and had some cool stuff. And no one tried to drown a mermaid. So.
Yeah.
Coming in number 11, Sorcerer of the Sands. And that's going to do it for us for today. We will see you next week for Lightspeed Unbound. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I guess
I just like to hide as a crow in the desert.
You gonna take that again? It made a big noise.